the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. Welcome to Storytime with the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. I'm Miss Lisa, librarian at the Columbia Public Library, and I am your reader for today. Today's story is Little Red Riding Hood, written by Charles Perrault in 1697. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was loved by everyone, but most of all by her grandmother. One day, Grandmother gave the little girl a special little hood of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else. Thus, she became to be called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother said, "Little Red Riding Hood, here is a piece of cake and a jug of hot tea. Please take them to your grandmother. She is ill and weak, and they will help her feel a lot better. Make sure to set out before it gets too hot. And when you're going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path into the woods, or you might fall and break the jug of tea. And then your grandmother will get nothing. And when you go into her room, don't forget to say good morning, grandmother, and don't go peeking into every corner before you do it." "I will be very careful," promised Little Red Riding Hood to her mother. Now, the grandmother lived out in the woods about 5 miles from the village. And just as Little Red Riding Hood entered the woods, she was met by a wolf. Now, Little Red Riding Hood did not know what a wicked creature this wolf was, and thus she was not afraid of him at all.
"Hello, Little Red Riding Hood," said the wolf.
"Why, hello there, Mr. Wolf.
Where are you off to so early, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"I'm going to my grandmother's house."
"What you got there in your apron?"
"Oh, a piece of cake and a jug of hot tea. Yesterday was baking day, and my poor sick grandmother wants to have something good to make her feel better."
"Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"Maybe a mile or so farther on into the woods. Her house stands under those 3 giant oak trees. Surely you must know where it is." The wolf thought to himself,
"What a tender young creature. What a nice plump mouthful. She will be better to eat than the old woman. But I must act craftily, and maybe I can catch both."
So he walked for a short time by the side of Little Red Riding Hood, and then he said, "Little Red Riding Hood, do you notice how pretty those flowers are? Do you hear how those little birds are singing? I think it would be nice if maybe you gathered some flowers for your grandmother. Surely that would make her feel better." So Little Red Riding Hood looked around and saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees, and such pretty flowers of all different colors growing everywhere. She thought, "The wolf is right. I should take a bouquet to grandmother. That would make her very happy. And it's so early in the day, I'll still get there in plenty of time." And so Little Red Riding Hood ran off the path into the woods to look for the flowers. Whenever she picked one, she thought that she saw a prettier one further on and went after that. And she got deeper and deeper into the woods. Meanwhile, the wolf had headed to the grandmother's house and knocked at her door.
"Who is there?"
"Little Red Riding Hood," replied the wolf. "She's bringing cake and hot tea. Open the door."
"It doesn't sound like Little Red Riding Hood," said the grandmother. "Lift the latch. I am too weak, and I cannot get up."
So the wolf lifted the latch, the door swung open, and without saying a word, he went right to the grandmother's bed and swallowed her in one gulp. Then he put on her clothes, dressed himself in her bedcap, laid back in bed, and pulled the curtain shut tight. Now, in the meantime, Little Red Riding Hood had been running about picking flowers. And after she had a nice bouquet, she remembered her grandmother and set out on the way to her. Now, Red Riding Hood was surprised to find the cottage door standing open. And when she went into the room, she had a very strange feeling. "Oh, dear," she said, "I feel very strange today. But at other times, I like being with grandmother so much." She called out, "Good morning, Grandmother," but she got no answer. She went over to the bed and drew back the curtains. There lay Grandmother with her cap pulled down over her face. Her grandmother looked very strange.
"Oh, Grandmother," she said, "what big ears you have." "The better to hear you with, my child," was the reply.
"Grandmother, what big eyes you have," said Red Riding Hood.
"The better to see you with, my child."
"And Grandmother, what large hands you have."
"The better to hug you with, my child."
"Grandmother, what a terrible big mouth you have."
"The better to eat you with."
And scarcely had the wolf said this, that with one jump out of bed, he swallowed Little Red Riding Hood right up. After the wolf had filled his belly, he lay down on the bed, fell asleep, and began to snore very loud. Now the huntsman was just passing by and thought, "Listen to that old woman snore. I must see if she might need anything." So he went into the room, and when he came over to the bed, he saw instead of Grandmother that the wolf was lying there.
"I have been hunting you for weeks," shouted the huntsman, and just as he was going to shoot, it occurred to him that the wolf might have eaten the grandmother and she still might be rescued.
So instead of shooting, he took a pair of scissors and began to cut open the stomach of the sleeping wolf. When he made three snips, there he saw Little Red Riding Hood's hood shining. He made two snips more, and the little girl hopped out crying, "Oh, how frightened I have been! How dark it was inside that wolf!" And afterward, the aged grandmother came out alive as well. Little Red Riding Hood quickly hurried to get great stones with which they filled the wolf's belly. When the wolf awoke, he tried to run away, but the stones were so heavy that he simply collapsed and fell dead. All three of them were very happy. The huntsman drew off the wolf's skin and went home with it to sell. The grandmother ate the cake and drank the hot tea which Little Red Riding Hood had brought. But Little Red Riding Hood thought to herself, "As long as I live, I will never, ever again leave that path to run off into the woods when my mother has told me not to do so." Now, there was another time when Red Riding Hood was again taking cakes to her grandmother, and another wolf spoke to her and tried to entice her from the path. But now, Little Red Riding Hood had learned her lesson. She went straight on her way and told her grandmother that she had met the wolf. He had said good morning, but with such a wicked look in his eyes that if they had not been out in public, she was certain he would have eaten her up. "Well," said Grandmother, "we will simply shut the door so that he may not come in." Soon afterward, the wolf knocked and cried,
"Open the door, Grandmother! I'm Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm bringing you some cake!"
But neither Red Riding Hood or the grandmother spoke. And the wolf ran twice around the house and finally climbed up on the roof. He intended to wait until Little Red Riding Hood went home that night, and then he would sneak after her and eat her up in the darkness. But the grandmother knew what he was thinking. In front of the house was a big stone water trough, so she said to Red Riding Hood, "Red Riding Hood, take that pail. I made some sausages yesterday, so carry the water in which I boiled them to the trough." So Little Red Riding Hood carried buckets until the great trough was filled with water that smelled like sausages. When the smell of the sausages reached the wolf, he sniffed and peeked down and stretched out his neck so far that he could no longer keep his footing. He slipped down from the wolf and splash into the great trough and was drowned. As for Little Red Riding Hood, she went happily home, and no one ever did anything to harm her again. Little Red Riding Hood by Charles Perrault, written in 1697. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Come visit us at the Columbia Public Library, where you can read more books, such as Can You See What I See? Once Upon a Time, by Jean Marzullo and Walter Wick. Classic Fairy Tales by Helen Cresswell and Fairy Tale Comics by Chris Duffy. Visit our website at www.columbiapubliclibrary.org or in person at 24 South 6th Street, Columbia, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you soon at the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await.